WFIU's David Woods spoke to Assistant Director Luann Holliday about the festival's educational outreach program, Lotus Blossoms. During the conversation, she mentioned two IU graduate students helping to make Blossoms a possibility, Jennifer Anderson and Christopher Mulay.
Jenny handles the overall scheduling, communicating with schools and balancing all these school schedules and finding out which schools want which artists and what will work according to their school day. And she has the big book of how we distribute all these artists, because at the end of the month, she will have scheduled probably 25 or more events, most of which are school events. And then that IU/public component is what Chris coordinates. And so Chris and Jenny work together to do that. They work with us, of course, in the office for general oversight, but their creative input is very important. And we talk with them about ideas of the best way to position artists in schools, the best way to serve schools' needs, and as far as Chris is concerned, the best way to sort of maximize the time that artists have on campus, reach the greatest number of students, to find, he works to find professors who may be teaching a section on something that's related to a visiting artist. I believe he took Paul Taylor, he arranged for Paul Taylor to go into Sandra Dolby's class, and she was working on Australian folklore and culture, and so it worked out perfectly.
I sat down with Jennifer Anderson, a graduate student in arts administration, and Christopher Mulay, a graduate student himself in folklore and ethnomusicology, and Jenny further explained her role at Lotus Blossoms.
Well, I am the scheduling coordinator for Blossom, so I was pretty much in charge of just talking to the schools and figuring out, A, who were they interested in having perform at their schools, and B, when they were interested in having them perform. So it was a matter of just juggling, trying to get the schools their top preferences, which we were pretty much able to do almost across the board this year, which was nice. And then, yeah, just working out who can get where and how they were going to get there and which liaisons we could have take the artists to where they needed to go and all the little details.
Chris then told us how he was involved in bringing the artists to the IU campus.
I act as the liaison between the IU community and Lotus. I'll just say that in 2001, when this program started, there was actually some ethnomusicology students that were part of creating this program. We've been a part of it for years, providing funding and some volunteer work. But over the years, that interest is sort of, or that involvement has sort of become a bit thin. So my goal was to find a way to really take these artists that Lotus was working with and engage them with the IU community, because it can be a very different thing navigating the university. So that was pretty much my main function.
I asked Jenny and Chris to take us through the typical process of booking an artist for Lotus Blossoms and how they were then plugged into the community.
Well, I guess it would first start with Lee, who's the director, and he kind of gave us, okay, these are the artists we have, and this is when they're going to be here. And then while he was kind of still figuring that out, I was already in contact with the schools just to gauge interest, find out which schools wanted to have an artist. And then it was a matter of when I got the okay and the final list from Lee, sending that out to the schools and saying, here's what you have to choose from. And I know Chris was involved even with Lee in looking at some different artists we had for a while. It was very last minute, I think, when our final artist was booked, and Chris and Lee were both kind of looking around at different options.
So from there, I get, you know, Lee gives me this group of artists. So what I really have to do is find a way to plug them into the IU community based on the type of artists we have and the type of music they do. For example, we had Paul Taylor this year, who is a didgeridoo player. He's a storyteller. So I would think about ways to fit that into specific classes. We found a way to plug him into an Australian folklore class with Dr. Dolby. He also does a lot of workshops, hands-on workshops, building didgeridoos. So from there, I contacted Collins Living Learning Center. They're a great place, great bunch of students that are interested in the arts. So we were able to do a hands-on workshop with them. And then the other artists, we were able to plug into an F-111 World Music and Culture class. That took basically talking with the professors and finding out, here are the artists we have. would this fit into your classroom? So we're able to do that with someone like Sparky and Rhonda. They're interested in music and politics and history, so it fit right into that class.
Chris went on to define what he believes to be the importance of Lotus Blossoms and its impact on the community.
I think one of the important things of this program in general is sort of taking that encounter that people have with music. And sometimes those encounters can be exoticized. But I think this program in particular, by giving IU students and kids the opportunity to interact with the artists and sort of understand the cultural meaning behind the didgeridoo or folk music, is probably one of the most important things that Lotus does.
The Lotus World Music and Arts Festival will announce their 2008 artist lineup at Summer Night of Lotus, their annual kickoff celebration in July. Stay tuned to Artworks for additional coverage throughout the year.